And here we are, 20 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, and Barry Chapman of Chapman Plumbing is in the house. We have a regular chat now. Who would have thought that plumbing would be such an interesting topic for conversation? And it is, because it is trending in Bellito at the moment, Barry. Apparently, there's an SMS been doing the rounds that has got people really, really questioning what on earth they're talking about. This is from Caesar Water.
That's correct, yeah. So we've had a SMS that's been sent out by Caesar Water, just notifying their consumers that it is illegal to connect stormwater to their sewer drainage system. And they will be doing testing for compliance. And the people that are in breach of their compliance will suffer a fine.
Now, what interests me is a couple of things, but obviously, firstly, how are they going to test who's connected to the stormwater drain illegally?
So the most popular form or way of testing for stormwater or cross contamination is smoke generation. So they use a eco-friendly smoke that goes into a big blower, and they go and put the blower on top of the manholes in the servitudes and in the roadways, etc. And the smoke blows into the sewer line, completely envelops the line, and then they then observe where the smoke comes out, because the smoke is slightly warm. With all your fumes and everything in your sewer line, it's naturally going to carry it up to open vent. And then they start assessing, oh, well, that house has got smoke coming out of its driveway drain, or there's smoke coming out of the gutters. Interesting. And then they start investigating.
Could it come out of the gutter?
Yeah.
So if you seriously, it could be that direct. 100%. So if your downpipe is connected directly to a line that goes to the stormwater drain.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's the one thing. How do they test? The next thing is, why? And I presume that it's because this is happening. I'm talking about illegal connections.
So the problem here, yes, definitely is happening. People don't want to spend the money, don't have the money, or have employed somebody who knows no better. There's a pipe connected into it. The problem's gone. But the problem's not gone for the poor people that need to treat the sewer. So it just goes down to the pump station. And during rainfall, the pump station cannot keep up with the amount of water that's going into the pump station. So a couple of years ago when we had those heavy rains, last year when we had the floods, I had one or two clients down on the beach that are relatively close to pump stations that are on ground floors. Their toilets and everything were just pouring out a sewer stormwater blend inside their apartments.
That bad?
That bad.
Gee, no wonder they're testing now. To the best of your knowledge, what sort of fines are they likely or possibly able to generate for a contravention like that?
So something very blatant, it's up as much as 150,000 as far as I'm understanding. That's the last I heard. But I'm sure if there's people that don't actually know, like we've come across houses that people have recently purchased, and there's been cross-contamination, and we've managed to rectify it for them. I'm sure people like that are in that situation, I'm sure
They may have a case to get away with just a warning. But yeah. But it's as serious as that. 150,000 Rand fine if you have been flagrantly and blatantly contravening the act by connecting your stormwater. Who knew that you couldn't do that? I mean, I would have assumed it's good, clean water. It shouldn't do much harm.
So good, clean water, you say? Sand, stones, leaves, sticks, everything that goes down off your driveways and hard surfaces down the drains. Never mind the influx of water the pumps can't handle. Those sand, stones and sticks get stuck in the pumps, damage the pumps. And we're not talking about a 2,000-5,000 Rand pump that we've got at home. These are 200,000-300,000 Rand pumps for one. And there's two inside each pump station.
And when they get damaged, the entire community around them is affected badly.
100%.
So, my sympathies are with, in this case, definitely the authorities, and of course, to a degree, those that unwittingly have bought into a situation. But for those that have knowingly connected up and illegally done so, well, you know, that's your time is coming, because when do they start these tests?
Well, it's imminent. They obviously, with these last rains that we've been having going over a good few days, they've been having issues with their pump stations, so they've just decided enough is enough. They're going to now carry out thorough testing.
Now, is there a way of testing before you get fined? Could you call in the experts, Chapman Plumbing, to come and do a test? Can you test whether my stormwater is connected legally or illegally?
100%. We can do CCTV camera inspections on your drains. We can also do localized smoke testing on your property itself to see if there's any cross-contamination as well, which is, you know, it's really affordable in comparison to getting a 150,000 rand fine.
Absolutely. But how would one suspect that you may be in contravention of the Act?
Well, the one thing is, you've always got open stormwater drains around your house. If you ever get a whiff out of a stormwater drain that's definitely not stormwater, there's a pretty good sign that you got a bit of cross-contamination.
Oh, really?
Or if you flush a toilet and go stick your head next to the gutter downpipe and see if you can listen to any water going or any noise of water in the gutter downpipe, then you know that that gutter stormwater pipe is then connected into the sewer as well. So there's a couple of ways. If you have heavy, heavy rain, sometimes you get a bit of gurgling and bubbling inside your bathrooms and toilets and things, if the system's really choked up. But the best way to do it is a localized smoke test with the CCTV camera inspection.
And relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, you're probably looking at about 2.5 grand for a property survey.
And that is peace of mind, plus putting your, you know, if you're ever wanting to sell your property, I presume, something you've got to do anyway, huh?
Well, it would be your own peace of mind handing it forward, knowing that you are
100%
compliant.
Yeah. Because the alternative, 150,000 rand fine, would not be very pleasant.
No, thank you.
Absolutely. On to another subject. You are a member of a rather august professional organization, a body of control to a degree for the plumbing industry. Let's talk about that.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things I wanted to chat about. It's the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, IOPSA. And IOPSA is a voluntary organization to be a member of. And part of becoming a member, you have to submit certain documentation. So company registration documents, your VAT clearance certificates, your liability insurance, proof of liability insurance. And there's a few other forms, you know, proof that you're actually a qualified plumber, that you registered with a professional body. There's a couple in South Africa now. And with that comes a peace of mind from the homeowner or your client, consumer, knowing that if there is ever a little fumble here or there, that they have a bit of recourse to go back to IOPS and say to them, listen, you know, this is an issue. Or on the other side of it, you want to find a competent plumber, someone who you know is registered and compliant. You go onto IOPS's website and go search. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. There are plumbers registered all over the country with IOPSA. And it just gives you, as the consumer, that much more confidence knowing that you are covered.
So there is an element of risk prevention associated with using subcontractors that are members of professional organizations, in this case, the plumbing professionals, that you can trust are all or should be affiliated to IOPSA. They have, I presume, not the power to regulate, but certainly to, I would imagine, to what is the role they play? Do they intercede between?
Mediate.
There is a good word. And they play that role, do they?
100%. So the first time I ever got involved with IOPSA was, 8-9 years ago. In one of our local estates, there was another insurance contractor that came in to do a geyser replacement. And I got called in because there were issues. I arrived at the property. I said, well, this has got nothing to do with us. We need to have a third party come in and look at this, because something doesn't sound right here. So the insurance primer, fortunately enough, was a member of IOPSA. IOPSA came in. I was brought in because I was now part of this whole investigation. And the investigation was carried out in such a way, I was blown away how professionally it was carried out. Everybody was an equal party. There was no favoritism towards my member or prejudice to the clients or anything like that. And at the end of the day, it actually turned out that the client, after the insurance plumber had been in the house, had gone around and damaged things in their own house so that they could have a claim against the contractor.
Why would they do something like that?
I have no idea. Still trying to understand that particular... But she eventually owned up to physically damaging her own property because she wasn't getting her way.
Wow.
And after seeing that whole system play out and how everybody, you know, came together and really did it step by step, that was me. I was sold.
That's wonderful. So there's protection for everyone.
100%.
By you belonging to a professional organization like that, your client is protected, you are protected, and the industry generally, reputation-wise, is protected, and this is good news. So, if you are building or renovating or planning to, make sure that when you come to the plumbing side of things, which is a vital element in any build renovation, that your chosen plumber is registered with IOPSA. Barry Chapman, my very special guest from Chapman Plumbing, the leak specialist, drain specialist, and the geezer specialist. And wow, they do it all, and they do it all really well. We look forward to catch up in a week's time for more plumbing-related information from the plumbing professionals.
Thank you.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geezer specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.